and the rapper. Just jumping ahead to say, at this time in my life, I can't be a friend to nobody, dog. And I'm not gonna go and explain why, dog. Life has distanced me from everyone. And you know, I'm texting my friend. She's a girl. I'm texting her, and she's like, "Let's go to the bowling alley. Let's go out to eat. This is a lot of restaurants." And in my head, I'm like, "This sounds great." But in reality, I'm like, "Bruh, I can't do this, and I can't do nothing for you, and I don't want to go out, dog. I can't go out. I can't really explain it, but it just won't work. It just won't work." And she's a cool person. I love her, but she'll always be a friend, but I just can't be a friend to her at this moment. I think it's best if I just stay by myself. I got some gigs coming up. I'm not sure when. And that's what I look forward to. I can't be a friend to you, dog. I can't. It just won't go the way it's planned. I can't be a boyfriend to you. I can't be nothing to you. So let me stay out the way. She's a friend. I'm just saying, I'm just liberating that I can't be either or. That's all I'm doing. It won't work. Because things is just not for it to work. It won't work. As difficult as it is, it won't work. My mind is not in the right place. My mind is just not right, dog. Literally, my mind. I smoke. I'm not even a smoker, dog. I smoke. Even if I was to have a girlfriend, I would tell her, it's nothing I can do for you right now. She'd probably be with somebody else. As difficult it may be for me to wish that, or not wish it, but to speak that, because I don't want it to manifest. But I have to come into realization that it could happen, you know, it could be true. She could be with somebody else. Because there's not much I could do for a person right now. It's not much, man. I'm being real, dog. It don't cost to be real. Every day I look forward to getting out the house. It just helps my mind. I make sure I have gas. I make sure these things. It helps me. It helps my mind. And coffee. I do things to calm me down. Make coffee when I can. Two things to calm me down, dog. I'm jumping in here. I share my emotions with everybody. And what's real in my life. And Yeah, man. I haven't got my hair done, dog. My hair look a mess. I post myself with crust in my hair by mistake. I wash my face. Must didn't do a good job. I showered. I just look a hot mess, man. I can't be of need to anybody. That's why I stay out the way. But when you have somebody of significance who has done something tremendous, sometimes the journey gets lonely, and this is just an example for those who want to rap. Those who want to be a celebrity. It's not all sugarcoated as it seems. I had a taste of it. I'm not going to lie. It can be fun, but it's another side to it that it could be upsetting. You know, I was just in the house. Doing things and driving a car, my nice car, and going to school. And hustling as far as music or entertaining, performing and stuff like that. I have a lot of content on which I did, people I touched. People I made laugh, people I made smile, people that applaud me. And I'm just saying there's a lot that comes with it. You know? You might lose that girlfriend. You might lose your best friend. The fun times might come to an end. You know? As difficult as it may be, this is sometimes what things happen. You might get irritated when you see somebody you know, don't know how to act. That's me, just like, I haven't ran into somebody that I know, so it's just like, you've been dull for so long, it puts an effect on you. You're not out in a room full of people smoking weed and chit-chatting and coming up with plans to do for the night. Those things sometimes not always be the same. You know? I liked a lot of females, but I loved one. Why you like me? Your personality, the way you dress, the way you carry yourself, it's likable. I like it. But I loved one. You know, I looked in the eyes of one and it's like, just plain love. I'm talking about none. No music playing. Nothing. None of them get you in lovey-dovey mode. No lusting. None of that. Just plain love. It's how it be, dog. You find yourself in suburban areas, stay to yourself. You can't be in the hoods. You can't do certain things. Because you have snakes. You have people who are loving people. I love the hood. Excuse me. I do. I love to be around my people. But I'm just saying, it's not them. It's sometimes you. Cause you put yourself in this bubble. You know, and then your life has things that come with it. That could be upsetting to you and laughable to others, to certain individuals, I speak that. So yeah, man, I go by this to say, just keeping you guys posted on what reality is. You know, if I can go back and kept that job that I had at first, that I was doing a very good job at, until my life was sabotaged. Not sabotaged, but my life was being confused and drifting me away from the job. Excuse me. I can't say sabotage. That's not the right word. Excuse me. Being drifted away. Would I be happy right now? But I'd be in a different place. But I don't regret nothing, though. I don't regret nothing because it made me a better person. It made me, made me just realize things, you know? This how I be, dog. I don't work right now. I earn money through music. I don't know if it slowed down or not. I can't even check a balance to see. Somehow my dad can. Last time I checked, it was only a rack. That's money, but it's not enough. You know, I logged into my account. I seen such and such price. He said, no, this is the real price. I mean, it helped me to show that people listen. You know? It's just not enough to sustain off, though. You have to do other things. And I realized that. And now I know. I post myself smiling and happy. Sometimes I feel down. Let's be real. I'm not always happy. I drink coffee to calm me down. When I wake up, it's nothing but sadness. Irritating. Trying to leave the irritation. I get annoyed quick. So I leave. I leave and do the normal things. Get gas. Get something to drink. Get something to eat. And I like to see these people that are working and up early in the morning. The places I surround myself with, a lot of people on the computers, a lot of people work for companies, I guess call centers, if you must say, that work on the computer. They purchase coffee and all these things that they do in work. Some people are in school. I see people with books in school. I'm just guessing, maybe college. Some places that I walk into, people in college reading books, doing math, English. You know, I surround myself with these people who are doing something constructive. You know, I read, educate myself. I haven't read a lot of books. I read one book, King James. But I need to read a lot more other books. It's a lot more books. It's a book called Something for Dummies that I wanted to read. I mean, I'll pick it up, but I don't read it because King James pulled me. I just like reading the King James, the flow of the words. It just helped me and it keeps me inspired. Keeps me inspired. Keeps me potent, kind of. I don't know if you know what that means. Like, I'm potent. Like, I'm just guided in the right direction when I leave. When I go outside, I'm guided in the right direction. But life has changed, you know? Life has changed. At this point, I don't have a choice to not, or I have a choice. I have to accept it. Life has changed. individuals around me has changed. I'm not around the same people no more. You know, I don't have the car that I had before. You know, I'm paying bills. With my income that I get, I pay bills. Not knowingly, I just pay bills. You know, I'm helping. It gets irritating. It gets upsetting. But this is what I have to go through. This is what the journey is. It was up to me. I be in New York. I get my coffee in New York and maybe do a photo shoot in the city or do certain things I want to do with my camera. I don't even have a camera right now. Not in my presence. Not able for me to use and take pictures or aim.tv, such and such. Here is Channel 12 News today. And then upload it and then edit it. I don't have those things that I can do and post. And I don't have the right tools, the right setups. I don't have what I need that keeps me happy, that keeps me alone happy. That I'm not bothering nobody. That I feel like I don't need that girl. That I feel like I don't need that friend. The things that keeps me going by myself. To the point you may call me and be like, oh, nah, I'm editing a video. I'm recording. I'm in the studio. I don't have the tools that I need, you know. In New York, I have some of those tools because I know people. So maybe that's the place for me. I don't know. Maybe not. But, yeah, life has changed, man. You know, I accept it. You know? Life has changed. It's been this way for a while. I was thinking something would change soon, but, everything's just kind of been the same. And at this point, I accepted it. I accepted not being around certain people. I accepted not seeing you. I accepted being by myself. I'm starting to enjoy it. I'm starting to come into an acknowledgement of it. You know, the weather feels good, so that helps me. I take my walk, I get my coffee. These are grown-up things that I do. The grown-up things that I supply myself to do, that I give myself something to do. You know, something to keep me going. I've been through a lot, and I don't expect people to surround themselves with me. I don't expect that girl to like me. I don't expect certain things. I don't expect you not to laugh. I don't expect you to cry. I don't expect you to have understanding. I don't expect nothing. I just wake up and rise and be thankful. That's why I say rise and be thankful. That's the only thing I can rely on. Rise and be thankful. Be thankful. That goes a long way. It might sound plain to you. It surpassed. But when I describe it, when I break down it and what I just did, it means a lot to me. Rise and be thankful. That's what I'm doing today. I'm rising and being thankful. I didn't know the day was going to go like this. I rise and be thankful whatever the day takes me, whatever such and such comes. You know? It was good seeing my old friend. She's smiling right now. She's working. Last time I texted her, she said she was putting her kids to bed. Spending time with her kids. And I was just admired by her. Oh, she's doing her grown up thing. She's handling business. Doing what her mother probably taught her. Or what she learned along the way. So I rise and be thankful, man. You know, she sounds like she in a good place. I text, but that's as far as I go as a text. You know, we plan to meet up with each other. I wanted to see her just to help my mind a little bit, just because I haven't seen anybody or spoke to anybody I know. To see if I probably act weird or not. I don't know. But I thought to myself, that's not a good idea. Because my life is not set up for me to meet you right now. It's meant for me to be alone. As of now, it's this way, you know. It's this way because I'm somebody. And I'm glad I'm somebody. I'm glad I'm this person. I'm glad. I don't regret it. I don't regret nothing. Things could be a lot worse. Things could be a lot worse, though. I'm not going to explain any stuff. But things could be a lot worse. So I'm thankful. I fought the good fight. Fought the good fight. Aim the rapper. I just want my hair done. I don't want much at this time. I just want my hair done. Can't find anybody to do my hair. Other than that, I'm fine. I made sure I had my accessories I need to go out the day. I'm fine. You know, once I get my camera, I have the laptop. Once I get it on and up and running, I'll be more fine, baby. I might not even be on here. I'm just playing, y'all. I always will speak to y'all. But it'll give me something constructive to do. You know? I can do remote work. I can do a lot of things with the accessories that I need. That I have, but it's just not time for me to use it. It's not time yet. Rise and be thankful.
Rise and be thankful. That's my morning slang, kind of my morning prayer. I'm not going to say slang prayer. Like, rise and be thankful. But I'm just now just keeping you guys posted on what I've been doing. I've been doing work on the computer. Like, I posted before this,
replacing the money I'm spending for my coffee in the morning. I can make coffee, but I like the fact that they have different creamers. The place I go to get coffee, they have different creamers, all types of sugar. And I can, like, do my thing to mix it up to make it lit out a bit. So I just be thankful for that. I have coffee, I have creamer here. But sometimes I just like making it from scratch. Not from scratch, but I like switching it up sometimes. Even though I still get the same coffee, but I just like, you know, I just like the fact that they got different creamers. That helps my mind. My mind's been through trauma. My mind itself, so me making my coffee is a big deal to me. I like to be at peace. I like to be at peace making it, you know, good morning. And it's just a wonderful time. It helps me not think too much about circumstances and situations that occurred in my life. So coffee plays a big factor. I know it's just coffee, but it helps in the morning. That's why I make sure I try to get it. But yeah, man, just keep me posted. Just don't work on the computer trying to earn money. I earned money a couple times. Used it for gas. Try not to use the money I have, but use that money that I'm working for. So I put it towards gas, coffee, something to drink, my usual that I get. And yeah, man, that's what I've been doing. Shout out from the support I got. To everybody, whoever support me as far as music, I thank you. Keep supporting me. Love the support. What else? I just been cool and chilling, man. My life has changed. You know, I'm not around the woman I used to be around. I'm not around certain individuals I used to be around, period. So I'm adapting to this life of just hanging with me. You know? And, it's different, you know? It's quiet. Very quiet. Don't talk to people, but only the people behind the counter. And it's different, you know. I see certain people that I've never seen before. I'm seeing different types of people. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, but it's new to me. Makes you feel like you're somewhere else. I'm getting used to it. I guess all the people that I know, I can't see them. And all the people I don't know, that's the people I'm seeing.
kind of weird.
Kind of weird, y'all. But, yeah, man. That's what I've been going through. I'm glad I'm not seeing some of the people that I was seeing. But not to see nobody at all, like certain individuals. That I know but don't know. Now you know somebody but don't know him. Like you just see him around. And, yeah, man, just haven't been. I ran into somebody I knew at the store, so that was cool. That was cool. And, yeah, man. I feel like this is the time to work a job, but I've been hustling on the computer, so it's making up for it. I had somebody help me. So, I had somebody help me. They show me another side of the website that I never seen before, and they helped me apply, kind of, or asked me how many hours did I want to work a day. You know, I was just doing it for fun, just to earn money. But I guess it turned into like a job or something. Kind of. I was trying to see if it was real, if I'm really earning income from it. You know, people showing me paperwork like, yo, every time you do this, you get $10 there, but now it's at 30, now it's at 40, and it just keep going up. You know, I just started, so it's like, oh, shoot, this is what I'm doing, and this is what I'm earning. It's all to keep me busy. Because I don't work, so. It's like something side hustle. Keep me busy. Stay in tune with doing something productive. And, yeah, man. That's what I've been doing. Eating out, getting coffee, blasting my music. And, that's what I've been doing, man. Just keeping you guys posted. Everybody wants me to drink cherry Pepsi, dog. That's what's crazy. Everybody wants me to drink cherry Pepsi. The guy at the store says, get this. So I'm gonna make that my new drink. I drink Pepsi, but I'm gonna start getting cherry Pepsi. And, yeah, just rise and be thankful. Another day. So what we're gonna do is take one day at a time. Take one day at a time. Yep. Tuned in, tuned out. Let's keep you guys posted. It's a podcast. I haven't did it in a while. The podcast. And for a while, just keeping you guys updated. I'm forgetting people could listen to this, but I just do this to vent, get things out of my head, and get emotions. It's kind of like seeing a psychiatrist and speak down and talk. And so it just helps me because I don't speak to nobody at all. For real. Mostly go out today just venting and speak to people. I see a lot of new faces, so it's like, I don't see too many people. But I've been texting the wrong person for over a month. Numbers was changed in my phone, names was changed. I made a mistake and called this person Pooh Bear. That's not what I wanted to call him. I hate the fact that I wasted time and got them excited. I believe I'm a catch. I could be a girl's wish. And I'm just sorry that I wasted your time. Texting was fun. It was cool. It kept me motivated. It kept me... The topic she was elaborating on, I was thinking it was this person. But it wasn't. I had to go for myself and see this person and realize it wasn't the person who I thought it was. Then, before I speak on my relationship, before I was separated from this person, I said, just wait on me. Can you do that? Can you wait? Can you wait? Because there's nothing I can do. There's nothing you can do. And we're being separated. And I'm not sure if this person waited. I pray and hope so. I've been through trials and tribulations since I've been away from this individual. And I just hope they waited, you know. It's easy for a female to find something new, you know, especially the one that I was with. Pretty, cute, understanding. But it would hurt me to see someone kiss her the way I kissed her. You know, and I can't take that. I just can't. You know, it will crush me. I'm already at low bottom when it comes to my emotions. So it would just be a feeling that I wouldn't want to absorb. But it's a feeling I will understand. You know, through my past, I've been with different females. It wasn't because I choose to be. It was because I forgot about the one that I loved. When I did remember, I did shout out. I'm in love with somebody. I proposed to somebody. But forgot right after I said it. And started flirting with this individual. And never wanted to. I told the person, hey, I'm in love with somebody. We were separated for a moment. This is what it is. And it felt like something behind my neck just took that away from me. And it emotionally scarred me. Because now I feel this feeling. I'm thinking it's coming from you. But it's not from you. It's from the girl that I told you that I love. So I'm thinking it's you, but it's like I can't really explain. Some might not catch it, what I'm saying. It's like they want me forget about this person. I was trying to build with this person and leave something that I can remember them by. Have a child with this person before they just vanish. I believe I did that, I'm not sure. I miss this person a lot, not gonna lie. I think this is the first time I actually jump on here to speak about it. my daily thoughts is this person, and I hadn't seen them in years because I've been forgetting. But it's one thing I remember. I proposed. First time in my life, I proposed. Never wanted to get married. L.A. Never wanted to get married to nobody. Don't believe in marriage. But when I met this person and I just spent time with them, and throughout the day, I'm like, bruh, I can do this. This person is right for me. Trust me, that wasn't on the list to propose, to get married. But it's like when you meet the right one, it's like, what do? You don't have no choice. You're in love. You're like, this person's the right one. You know? And we'll see if I can get him back. You know, I could run into him into the store. And I'm not letting him go too easy. I'm sorry, I can't. I got this other female texting me that I'm thinking it's her because they changed the name in my phone to her name. And she's like, do you think this is a sign you should move on? I'm like, no, this is not a sign. Move on with you? No. I love what I had, and I know its purpose behind it. And I know it was meant to be. You know, if this person found somebody else or couldn't wait like I told them to, I understand, because I've been with, not willingly, forcefully in some type of way, with other, yeah. But I never wanted to. I wanted this person. But the enemy came and took the joy. It tried to take the loyalty. I'm still loyal. It tried to take the loyalty. It tried to show this person that I'm not the catch that they thought they was. But I am the catch. I really don't want no other female but this person. So that's what I'm dealing with, you know? It's rough. The feelings are still there, I'm feeling, when I hear certain songs on the radio. And I'm sorry. I've been texting you, thinking you're someone that I love. You know, I had people smiling when I stopped texting you. People were smiling like, okay, don't forget. Don't forget the one you love. It's at a point where I will run up on this person with her boyfriend. If she had one, I'm just saying. I'm not saying she's with somebody. I'm like, bro, come on, bro. I'm here now. Take me back. At least I can say I tried. You know? I believe I'm still with this person, so I'm gonna carry myself that way. I can go without the fornication. I can go without a lot of things. I'll wait on this person. I'm healthy. I'm fine. I have no urge to do anything. A wise man told me, if you feel the urge, you either eat ice cream or you beat off. You know? I'm just playing, y'all. I'm just playing. But I can fight the urge. I can fight the urge. I shouldn't have said that on here. I'm just keeping it real with you. Like, I'm not really looking for no other female but this female. And people say I'm fake. I should have said that. But being off is not a sin. It's not something you should be ashamed of. They had to talk about it on a podcast. It's more sinful if you sleep without a mat. If you sleep if you out of marriage. It's more sinful that way. It's not, I don't believe there's nothing wrong. I'm a Bible reader and I read a lot, so I don't think there's nothing wrong. I do research on a lot of things. Yeah, it's something people can laugh about and joke about, but it's nothing. I don't think there's nothing wrong with it. Energetic wise, there's nothing wrong with it. It's better than lusting over another female and having intercourse outside of the one, outside of your relationship. If that helps you to wait, then so be it. Take the shame from other people who think it's wrong. But I don't want to speak on that though. Just something, that's just an opinion I had about it. Females too, y'all do the same thing. Play with yourself. But yeah, I'm just jumping on here to say I'm sorry to the other females that I've been with. I didn't mean to be with you. I meant to, but I didn't mean to. My thoughts were scattering. And they was trying to get me away from this individual. From this person. This woman. And a lot of y'all was thirsty for me. And I didn't know why. But now I do know why. So who's the bigger catch? You know, even females in the DM. I'm not in your DM, you're in my DM. Who's the bigger catch? You know? So it's not like I need a female. It's not like I want a certain female. I want the female I've been with and invested in. Food, golf games, movies. I want the female I invested in, my investment. I want to keep investing in what I invested in. And hopefully one day it prosper. And that's all I got to say, man. Y'all can judge me, y'all can say whatever y'all want about me. I'll be speaking on certain topics. I'm just real, dog. I'm just real. Never the type that want a lot of kids running around everywhere. I want kids with one woman. And I told this person that before the beginning. And I still feel that way. But it's hard when your mind is being tampered with and your... I can't even explain. You have to be in my shoes. I don't think anyone would do anything different. When your mind is being tampered with, you're liable to do stupid things, make stupid decisions. You know, it's sad that we make those decisions, but the decisions is not of the, it's not of us. You know? Stealing is not of us. It's not of me. I don't steal. I will give tenfold times two to those that I, my mind being tempered to take something. Just saying, if so. You will get double and triple back. You know, I think I ruined a relationship that way. I ruined a lot of relationships. Wrestling with the wrong people. And they look at you a certain way. This man stole, you know, my mind being tampered with. I don't steal. Never wanted to, never would. Even the stuff that's free, I always ask, is this free? Would you like me to purchase it? To my last dollar, I make sure I pay. If I can't ask, and it'll be given. There's nothing wrong with asking. You know, it's not about pleasing other people. You know? If I had $1 million, which I think I do, I would give this person at least $10,000 to to $50,000 off rent. You know, she if she was there, if things are still the way it is, money's not a thing to me. I would like to share it with this person. I'm wishing I can do that. I would still do that even if I wasn't with this person. I'd give them $10,000. They with me, I'd give them $20,000. You want to be with me? You want to pursue marriage? Pursue our relationship? Let's get a house. Let's build together. Let's start over. I'm faithful, people. I had to tell a person that I proposed to somebody and I still love her. Apparently, she didn't get the message. I'm just texting. It's just texting. I don't want to see you. But I had to pull up on you because I'm thinking who you is. Because you're telling situations like you are this person. And I remember the name being changed in my phone to your name. But when I pull up, you're not what I expected. You know, I'm thinking the person living here, right? I'm thinking the person living in apartments. This person probably don't even live in an apartment. They're probably in a house like they which I first met them like they was. You know, my mind is being tampered with. I'm making the wrong decisions. It's not healthy. I read a lot to brush up on my mind. That way I can learn about marriage. I have a book about marriage now, so I can learn about things that can help me. You know, we live in a time where relationships are ending. Yes, we are. We live in a time where relationships are ending. But it is what it is, man. I'm not going to get on here and no. You know, I'm sure it's females that watch my Instagram and be like, I want this dude. No matter what I've been through, no matter what people say about me, no matter how I look, it's because of who I am. Do I want these individuals? I don't even know. I don't see them. But I don't. Because I told you I want this one specific female. It's the first time in my life I proposed and meant it. I played a lot in elementary school, playing with when I was a kid, a child, playing with females. Man, you know, the little girlfriends you have when you were a kid. But that wasn't real. You know, when I looked this person in the eyes and I looked at them, and I'm like, bruh, yeah, this the one. And for it not to be the way I wanted it to be, it hurts. You know, I cried. I smoked, I drank. I don't drink no more. Because the pain, the feeling, the internal feeling is like, it's very stressful. You know? It's very stressful. That's what I'm dealing with, man. I know it's like some people can't understand it. If you love this person, why you was? I was going through something. You know, a lot of things would have turned out a lot worse for other individuals. So all I could do is rise and be thankful about my situation. It is what it is. Nothing I could do about it or change things. I hate for this person to know of the females that were trying to pursue me. They shouldn't care about that. You know, I want to post this person on my Instagram. I don't think they wanted to share me on theirs, but I wanted to post them on my Instagram and say, hey, this is the female that I love. Please stop trying to, please other females, don't try to trap me. Don't try to grab me from this person. Take out. I don't know. It's like people trying to pull me from this person, dog. It's crazy. I can't say technology. It's just. They trying to pull me away from this person. So I have to put on Instagram, if you see me, this is the person that I proposed to. It's the person that I want to marry. It's a ring on a finger. You know, I want to say these things. Don't pursue me. I don't care how I make you feel. I don't know what I could do for you that makes you excited. But I'm not with you. You know? And I told this person when we were sitting right in front of my house when I first met them. You know, I called them over here. And I said, it will work, but I have a kid in me. A kid that clubs. Yeah, I was in the clubs. A kid that playful and just have a kid in me. And I was wrong about that. It was my mind was being tampered with. And I think she knew. I don't think she would step foot into something normal but end the way it did. Knowing that she. Her knowing the way it would end. Not end, but the way it would go about. I told this person, it's not me. I said, it's like I couldn't tell them I wanted a child with them, but I was trying to make it happen, like, before the ending come, like, not ending, but you know what I mean, before we get separated. I was like, bro, I'm trying, what do I do? This person might leave, because I'm in love. When you're in love with somebody, you think like that, like, bro, what do you do, though? I'm about, bro, I'm finna just marry a dog. I'm finna just marry you, dog. Like, I'm pretty honest with you. I love you. I'm in love with you. And this is what occurring, but I can't stop it. There's nothing I can do to stop it. You know? There's nothing I can do. This was occurring. All I could do is see people beforehand to treat me and to help me. That way I be healthy as well, which I'm healthy right now because I knew beforehand what was occurring. Would things be the way they was? I hope so. You know? And that's what happens when the enemy steals. Come in relationships and try to ruin it. And I didn't want it to ruin this relationship, so I proposed. I didn't want to leave this person. Now, we have something together, and I'm not sure if it's going to be out. It's not like a mixtape, but you could say it's a mixtape. Let's just say it's a mixtape. That's just an example. You know, and it's not for sure this thing will be out to the public. You know, I got a chance to see it one time. And waters came down my eye, but I was so happy, though. Like, oh, my goodness. I remember, you know, I was in joy. The feeling, and then I had to get the good about it, which was just seeing the cover and just reading the first page, a few lines. Then I had to get the bad about it. You know, I don't know what the decision is going to be. It could be bad or good. You know, they just letting me know beforehand. I nearly almost passed out when the good, I seen the bad. You know, and It is what it is, man. I really have much, don't much to say. You know, I know probably a lot of females watch me or in my DM. Probably this person somebody showed me. I will never respond. You know, I wish I could talk to this person. They haven't allowed me to see this person for over 2 years now. Nobody has allowed me to see a couple of years. I'm just saying I haven't. Because I was going through something. I remember them kissing me on the cheek and they had to leave. And that's the last time we really spent time together. But it had to be that way. You know, they made a tough decision. Showed me something and I had to accept it. You know. I'm just praying they keep their promise. You know, other females came into play. My mind wasn't healthy. I was making dumb decisions. Starting unnecessary drama. And I just feel like I messed up. That's why I'm always stressed out, smoking. I feel like I could have made better decisions, you know. Just hoping I didn't steal anything from this person. I don't steal. Let me put that out there. I don't steal, dog. It could be $1,000,000,000 on the table. I will not touch it. But when your mind is being tampered with, you tend to think negative thoughts about money around. You know, I had a female. I had people test me because of the situation. It was like, oh, money right there. I'm like, bro, put your money away. Don't have your money out. You know, and I got people thinking I take a couple dollars from people. I don't steal. That's the first thing, dog. You can have money out. I won't steal it. I have my own money. Now I do. I have my own money. You know, I want to give this person money. I don't want to take from this person. I'm trying to build them up as they could build me up. That's why I call build together. I want a foundation. I want a home. I want a family. I want 2 cars in front of the driveway. I want these things. 2 nice whips. 1 hers, 1 mine's. Maybe an old school parked on in the backyard I could work on. You know, these are the things I want. You know, these are the things I dream of. These are the things I pray for. I believe the money came. I haven't seen the house yet. And I haven't seen this individual, this person, this woman. You know, I used to write. I used to vent sometimes. I used to vent about what I wanted. I didn't ask for too much. I did tell my issues. I have a problem with women. That's when I was younger. Me trying to follow the rules of the word. I struggled with one thing. But it wasn't me struggling, you know. I will write this in my book, but I don't have my book with me. I struggled with something I wasn't struggling with. It's just that my mind was being tampered with. I hung around the wrong individuals. Now I'm older, I can look back and say, Oh, that wasn't me. It was me, but it wasn't me. Let's move on. Bro, I can't hang with you no more. I told somebody that. I said, bro, I can't hang with you no more. I said, I love you, but I'm going to be stuck. It's not you. It's your image that caused my relationship not to... It's the friends I keep. It's not you, but you're being used. I love you. This is going to be hard for me. Because I grew up with you. We went to skate land together. We did all these things. As a friend, as a bro. But I can't hang with you. Because now I'm at jeopardy. And things in my circle ain't working out. My relationship ain't working out. I was letting you know a little bit early. I lose money when I'm with the wrong individuals. A lot of them want what I have. Figure I don't need it. We can't be friends. It stops here. We can't, because now I found the one I have. And because of y'all, she ran away. Not physically ran, but it's a metaphor. She's not next to me. I've been pulled from her regardless, but you pulled me a little too early. And you made my battle a little more difficult. So it is what it is, man. Like I said, I'm not mad at nothing. You know, I don't see nobody I know. I see a lot of new faces. I see one familiar face, a couple familiar faces, but I see new faces. And, yeah, that's what I'm dealing with. Almost make you feel like you're somewhere else. But I know I'm in the right place. A lot of things is being taken and changed around in the house, so I can't remember. A lot of things being changed in general. You know, I have to glance at certain things, like, okay, I am here. You know, a lot of my old stuff was thrown away. I can't control. This is not my home. You know, the shirts I bought, the new shirts, the white tees, to help me remember, it's thrown away. You know, it's nothing I can do. I don't own this home. Whatever wants to be taken out or thrown away, I have no control. Whatever wants to be changed, I have no control. You know, I had tees that I bought that I wanted to get made, shirts made. I don't have those tees no more. Brand new, you know. She cleaned up shop. Just looking for my own home. You know, if I had my own home, that wouldn't happen. Them tees would still be there. I wouldn't know who bought me those tees. Now everything's just memories. New sofa. New couch, new everything. I don't remember. But I remember this, the look. I remember the neighbors. I remember certain things, you know. Certain faces that I seen. You know, I just want to make sure I'm in the right place. I do know where I'm at. But I just see a lot of new faces. Faces I've never seen before. But I'm cool, man. I'm cool. And that's just me venting, getting stuff off my mind and chest. I'm not gonna hold y'all. I've been through a lot, man. So I whatever goes on from here, I'll be fine with it. I survived a lot in this life. So it's cool whatever situation turns out, you know. All I can do is rise and be thankful. I'm glad I'm still pushing through the days, trying to make income. Doing what I'm supposed to do as a person. Trying not to touch the big bag so I can work on the outside money and use that just to purchase certain things from the store, accessories, gas, and all these other things, coffee, stuff like that. I don't spend too much money on things. But yeah, Aim.TV. They add the bit.